when I thought about this story, or ice cream in my family, this story immediately came to mind. I'll have to set the scene for you. So I'm from back east, I'm from around Boston. And where are we here? 35 years ago now, somewhere there, I was back there at that point. In graduate school, social work. And I met this young man who was from Japan, an art student at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, big deal, who was also trained in art in Japan and now trained in art in this country. And he and I began to hang out, became friends, many things. I learned some Japanese calligraphy from him, all kinds of stuff. Kind of through that connection, I ended up going to Japan on several occasions and connected with him. He was then, after a while back there, connected with him there, stayed with his family, got to do some traveling in Japan with him. It was huge. Actually, really interestingly, one of his pieces of art is in an exhibition honoring the Dalai Lama that I can show you how to find online. That's the background. In exchange for that, when I was back in Boston, not long after that, I agreed with my friend Yoshiro to host, not put up in my house, but to take care of Guy, a teacher of his from Japan, while he was back in Boston. He's an educator, and show him around and, you know, take good care of him in this country. I did so, and showed him many places and all that. As part of that, I had him come spend, I guess it must have been an evening or an afternoon or something like this, with my family. And as part of that, we got together this thing, which we were thinking of, here, you know, we come with the ice cream, we were thinking of as this real treat. I think we went whole hog or whatever and got some really fancy, wonderful ice cream. Turns out he ended up taking 2 bites of it. Turns out what must be true, and I've never checked this out for sure, is that ice cream in Japan, is that our ice cream is really rich. It's like ice cream. What must be true in Japan is it must be closer to iced milk, as far as I can tell. So he didn't like it after this whole thing that we had put together. And it was uncomfortable. It was weird. It's fine. We made it through, whatever. I distinctly remember that. And so it's kind of like makes you think of, oh, something that we're really used to. And that we think of as a certain way isn't necessarily true everywhere. And I'll turn it around for you in a moment and you can understand it going in the other direction. When we think of sushi, we think of these little pieces of, you know, when you have fish, let's say sushi, not just the rolls, we think of these little portions of rice with this little piece of fish on it. There's a place in Japan, my friend, not Yoshiro, someone else I was staying there with, and I remember distinctly the word bikuri. It means surprise in Japanese. We went to a bikuri sushi place in Osaka, and a little piece of rice, and then a piece of octopus on top of it. That wasn't good. So it's like, okay. This kind of goes the other way, too.